Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly.
Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alice. For free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Sanford.
All right, welcome to the first annual Fork the Mainstream Awards. I'm your host, Johnny Sanford, reporting for the Starving Artist radio program. This is a very important award season. A lot of great acts are not getting the recognition they deserve. And that is where the Forkies come in. This is the first annual Fork the Mainstream Awards ceremony. I got a great show for you. Going to showcase the musicians and talent that are the best of the best. For the last year, we've had this show up and running. Heard some great music, some hilarious comedy, seen some awesome artwork, and we've even heard from a writer or two. So the Forkies are an award that is actually coveted for its ability both to be an award and a snack simultaneously. Basically, a Forkie consists of the golden fork, and that golden fork has a base of ramen noodles. So stick the base of the fork into the ramen noodles, and you've got your first Forky. So it's given to artists who value substance over the mainstream. Despite the first ceremony, this had some serious competition this year. Users voted online by emailing me at starvingartistguide@gmail.com. And here are the nominees. We're going to start with Best Female Vocalist. The nominees are Rachel Lee Walsh for her song Please Come to Brooklyn, Laura Meyer with The Ocean, Aaron Hobson with Too Late, and Lachi for her song Slow Down. And the winner is, drumroll, Laura Meyer with The Ocean, only on the Starving Artist's Guide.
My heart was once a stone that could not be broken, locked in a shell, I vowed never to expose it. But then, like the ocean, he came to me hoping. With persistence, he could help me open. He came back like the tide again and again, and he took a little sediment each time he went. Yes, all of this sand on which I'd been choking, it could not withstand the strength of the ocean. Like the sea in the shell, I can hear him approaching. The sound of his breath sends my heartbeat exploding in love. That poem that can't be spoken, I thought it was something else. Now it's time I rewrote it. 'Cause it turns out that love is not just some emotion. I know this feeling don't come from him only. It was always here, but I needed him to show me that all of my fear ain't as deep as the ocean. The shells from the reef, they all settle at my feet. I used to take them home, now I leave them at the beach. They do not belong to me, and I've spent too much time holding on to bones of the past. I throw them back so that they can keep growing. Oh, sitting on the shore, I can finally see that it's not the man, that everything that brings me love can't separate what's flowing. And each of us is a wave in this great big ocean. The wind that's blowing, the sea as it's foaming, face that's glowing, the embrace of unknowing. Love's always growing, each and every moment, no matter if we don't notice. 'Cause our heart, once it opens, never closes. Oh, love is a shipwreck that needs a little probing. Swim past the jewels and the gems, 'cause when love's genuine, it needs no token. Oh, deep into his eyes I dive, and I am beholden. When I return to the surface, a whole new world has awoken. Oh, love is the sun as it paints the blue sky golden. It's the kiss of the current as the mist turns the surf into a rainbow. It's the trust that's more real than the dust on my heels from all this roaming. It's the breeze and the sail of the boat that's so frail but it keeps coasting. Love he gave me is as great as the ocean. No longer am I afraid to swim. Love he gave me is as great as the ocean. I discovered what love is inside of him.
That was The Ocean by Laura Meyer, the first winner of the 2009 Forky Awards. We're going to get into our next winner. This is Best Musical Comedy Act. Running unopposed was Kevin Prokop and EJP's The Wine Song. Check it out only on the Starving Artist Guide.
Stuff that makes us cheer. Hurrah for the past time, hurrah for the last time. We finished the bottle, now get a new one out. Wine is the drink of the Roman, the chariots. Beer is the drink of the drunken idiots. But Rome fell down fall until this bottle's through. White wine, red wine, Zinfandel, Merlot, Chablis, Pinot Noir, Pinot Tosh, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chenin Blanc, Chardonnay, Gamay, Grenache, Marblanc, Shiraz, and sake.
Bocacca.
Wine is the life force on which we all operate. Wine goes great with my space, especially when it's getting late. Drink a bottle, have some fun, knowing that you're not the only one getting drunk.
All right, that was Kevin Prokop and the Wine Song. Look forward to some new comedy tracks by him in the near future. He's working on an EP, hopefully to get on iTunes at some point in the near future. Let's move on to the nominees for the Best Rock Act of 2009 for the Forkees. And the nominees are Utica Greens with Move Slow, And the Revelers Fell with Why Can't You, Bruce Lucy with the song Bruce, and Bowery Boy Blue, Now We Will Be Brothers. And the winner is unanimous vote goes to Bowery Boy Blue with Now We Will Be Brothers. Check it out next on the Starving Artist Radio.
You said your heart was like the stone sheared from a ledge, nice and sharp but so delicate. With fear at the sound of the reflection laughing all around. Don't be afraid, we'll go and find another. There'll always be another. That's what they say, there'll always be another. You ran your hand across the stone.
Fan favorites, Bowery Boy Blue, the song Now We Will Be Brothers. Let's get into our nominees for Best Singer-Songwriter Male category. And the nominees are Matt Simons with the track Fall in Line, Josh Weinstein with the song Tennessee. Alan Samarjian with the track Can't Wait. And Dave Sasser and the Mojo Conga Jam with Quiet Mind. And the winner is... the users voted it. The track Can't Wait by Alan Samarjian. Check it out right now.
I'm awake.
Samarjian, the nominee and winner of 2009 Forky for Best Singer-Songwriter Male category. Moving on to Best Submitted Fiction, running unopposed with his work The Herbert Manifesto, the winner of the 2009 Writer's Choice Award is Sean Keneally. His new novel is incredible, and hopefully we'll see it on the shelves soon. If you'd like to support the cause, you can go to the website starvingartistguide.com. You can buy the new book, Starving Artist Guide to New York City, for $14 off of lulu.com. It's pretty cool. I got a bunch of copies in the mail the other day. If you want to buy it straight from me, all you got to do is email me. I'll send it to you. Pretty cool. Last but not least, we're going to get to Artist of the Year. Now, this takes into account all aspects of art. Art, comedy, music, writing, dancing. And this year goes to a very special friend. Disability rights activist, dancer extraordinaire, Michelle Mantioni, has won the 2009 Artist of the Year. Pretty wonderful. I'll see you guys next year, sometime in January, to start it up again and really push for it. So, for all those artists out there that are doing it, keep on keeping on.
Bum bum bum.